Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And today is Thursday, and every Thursday here for the last couple of months, we've been having guests, special guests, for promoting the Western Conservative Summit that's going to take place June 26th through the 28th, which is next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the next weekend. And I hope to see you there, and we will give away two tickets today. If you can get yourself to Colorado, we can get you in there. These will be the two silver tickets that will buy you everything except your food and the banquets. I have with me today Nick Adams, and he's a best-selling author, and he's from Australia, so I think he's going to sound like he's not from these parts. He's a columnist and a commentator. He's been on now. I'm a little bit offended, Nick, when I bring you on here. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm a little bit offended because you said you've been on all these major radio programs and you didn't even mention CSC Talk Radio on here. And so now you're going to have to change your bio on the big wide web so you can mention CSC Talk Radio. But we welcome you here today. How are you?
G'day, Beth Schoenberg. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you, ma'am. I'm really looking forward to being with you today and talking to you for the next Al, please don't be offended. I haven't met you. I haven't been on your show before, but I do love you. I've heard wonderful things about you, and I promise you that my biography will be edited promptly.
I was just messing with you, but I appreciate that very, very much. You know, I am smack dab in the middle of this nation. And I always say I'm like the mom. I'm reaching out from sea to shining sea, trying to pull all the little American chicky hens back together and try to get us to work together for the best of this nation. Now, you've written some books and you've done some things and you do a lot of writing and everything, but you love America, don't you?
Absolutely, Beth. I don't only love America, I'm in love with America because, for me, America is not just a country. It's not just a land that has certain borders. For me, America is an idea, and you can really fall in love with an idea, and I think that's one of the reasons why emotions are so passionate when it comes to the United States, because it's one thing to maybe dislike a country or dislike a culture, but really an idea is something that you can either absolutely be in love with or that you can really loathe. And I think one of the reasons why the United States is loathed by many around the world is not because of its people, not because of the country that it is, but because of the idea that it represents. And that's something that I try and instill in Americans, an understanding that their country does transcend a geographical entity. It is much more than that. It means so much more to the world. And all of the world's hopes and dreams, I believe, rest with America. And that's why, Beth, it's so vital, so enormously important that we keep America as strong as it can possibly be. Because without America, the world that you and I inhabit, whether I'm living in Australia or you're smack bang in the middle of the United States, that world is radically different.
You know, and I'm on shortwave as well as the little local stations that I'm on across the nation. I'm on shortwave, and I get calls from other countries from time to time. And one of the first foreign calls I had was from Australia, but it was one of our Navy guys out there. He was calling in on a ship, from a ship. But I've had people call in and even write to me in an email, you know, what is going on with you all? We are waiting for America to step up. And the world is looking at us. They're looking at what we're doing or not doing. And it's not just that we have an obligation to one another, which does come first and foremost, you know, because as a mother, you know, you can't take care of your kids unless you take care of yourself first. But we have an obligation to the world to be a better nation. That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, America is, I believe, Beth, a moral compass for the world. And I think we can really see that, particularly with a lot of the issues that have really gained traction in the last 6 or 7 years under the current president. You know, when you have a look around and you see particularly the issue of gay marriage comes to mind. Hmm. Australia is on the cusp of passing or approving gay marriage. And when you have a look at the total number of countries that since 2009 have subscribed to gay marriage and have changed their laws accordingly, you really begin to realise what a moral beacon the presidency of the United States really serves as. You know, it would have been incomprehensible under President Reagan or even other presidents for that kind of movement to happen right across the world, across Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Ireland, in all of those places. So I really think that we can see what happens when America isn't serving its purpose as a moral compass. We can see that the entire world becomes, I think, far more susceptible to trendiness, to feel-good stuff, rather than proper, moral, God-given ethics, God-based ethics.
You know, when you're standing on the edge of a cliff, which I think we are morally in this nation and around the world, a step forward is not progress. If you're standing on the edge of a cliff, a step forward is not progress. And I feel that's where we are. And, you know, earlier this week, Nick, I talked about some of these things that are going on. We've seen what's going on with Bruce Jenner and then the young woman that believes that she's black on the inside. And there was a young man that has had all kinds of plastic surgery done because he believes he's really a cat. And he has changed his appearance, his teeth and everything, made his nails, he's had tattoos and his hair, and he's done all these things to his, at least to his face. That's the only part of the picture that I saw, to be a cat.
Thanks.
Well, what is the matter with us as a people if we can't, you know, they laughed in my younger generation about finding yourself. Well, I think we've lost ourselves. We want to live in this pretend world instead of understand who we are and be content and move forward with that. And I don't think it's progress. I think we are we're just becoming confused and going backwards. I don't think our moral compass, I don't know, by a magnet. They say that sends it crazy, so maybe we've come too close to a magnet or something.
Well, look, Beth, I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. What we're really seeing is a political correctness on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing the traditional values of America, patriotism, optimism, faith, individualism, self-reliance, all of those things have gone out the door, and now all of a sudden we're embracing what used to be fringe stuff, what used to be considered not the right way of doing things, and suddenly all of these things have got traction, and that's why we're seeing white people that identify as being black. Why young men feel that now they need to look like a cat. And those things are deeply distressing to any person that loves America, because I suppose there is a certain level of expectation, Beth, without wanting to be uncharitable to other places around the world, because there are great people everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think that there is an expectation that some of this stuff is probably going to happen in other places that don't have the history or the founding of the United States. But when it happens in the country that is the most conservative in the world, when it happens in the country that is seen again as the moral underpinning of the civilized world, that's when we really start to lose hope. That's when we really start to question, and we say, it's when we, over breakfast, we're having bacon and eggs and we're watching breakfast television, and we say to ourselves, what is wrong with the world?
Oh, my.
We're
going into a break, Nick. Hang on just a second. I kind of said earlier this week, I think we're like a Berenstain Bear book. I don't know if you ever read any of those, but there was one that I read to my kids when they were young, Inside, Outside, Upside Down, and I believe America has become inside, outside, upside down, and it's not good for anybody. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and Nick and Beth Ann will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
C.J. Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. C.J. is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege to have Nick Adams on today. He is from Australia. He's an author, a writer, and columnist, and he's been on all the major, you know, now he has. He's been on all the major radio talk shows and TV talk shows, the conservative ones particularly. And I was kidding him about being on CSC Talk Radio. I'm telling you right now, you are down in, you're not down under anymore. You're down in it here in the heartland of this nation when you're on CSC Talk Radio. But, you know, we were talking about the moral compass of the United States, and you're going to be at the Western Conservative Summit next weekend, not this weekend, but the next weekend on June 26th through the 28th. What are you one of the speakers? I tried to find out exactly what you were going to do. Are you holding a class, and what exactly are you going to be providing there?
Well, you know, Beth, the Western Conservative Summit, of course, is run by the Centennial Institute of the Colorado Christian University, and I'm sure you'll agree it is run by a gentleman that is quite inimitable and rather fantastic. His name is John Andrews, and John has got me being a rather busy boy all of next week. It starts for me on Monday at the Young Conservatives Leadership Conference.
Oh, awesome.
Which is going to be held at the Colorado Christian University on campus in Lakewood, which is a suburb of Denver. So I will be addressing a whole host. I think this year this is the biggest turnout they have for the Young Conservative Conference. A whole host of young teenagers from right across the continental United States, from west to east, from south to north, and I'll be talking to them a little bit about what America means to me, and why they are going to be bequeathed such an incredibly important responsibility, and that is to preserve and to continue to manufacture the American value system, which is the greatest value system that humanity has ever devised. So I'll be busy in the beginning of next week with that conference. Then, of course, Beth Ann, we go on to the Western Conservative Summit, and on Saturday morning I will be part of a panel.
Okay.
Which is going to be looking at the decline of mainstream media. The other two people on the panel are Warren Cole. He is a gentleman who is with the U.S. World News Group, and also Larry Solov, who is was the co-founder with Andrew Breitbart of the Breitbart website.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And so the three of us, for about 50 minutes, will be chewing the fat. I don't know if that's an Australian expression or if you guys also use it here in America.
We say chewing the fat. We do.
Hey, we'll be chewing the fat about the mainstream media and why they are a great hindrance and imposition to freedom and to American exceptionalism and to America's way forward. Then a little bit later on Saturday, Beth, I have the tremendous privilege of introducing to the summiteers at the Colorado Convention Center my good friend, former governor of Texas, Rick Perry, who,
oh, yes,
of course, as your listeners will know, has declared that he is seeking the presidential nomination for the Republican Party. And so I will be giving a quick introduction for him as he comes on the stage. And, of course, as I'm sure you've probably let your listeners know over the course of the last few weeks in promoting this event, as you have so wonderfully, that he is one of, I believe, six presidential candidates that will be speaking there. We've got Scott Walker coming, Carly Fiorina is coming, Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, and who am I missing? There might be another person.
I believe, is Ben Carson coming?
Carson, yes, you're exactly right. Ben Carson as well. So there's six presidential candidates that will be going there. There are a couple that are speaking on Friday night, a couple that are speaking on Saturday, and then a couple that are speaking on Sunday. So it is going to be an absolutely phenomenal event. Of course, a lot of people are coming there to listen to some policy ideas, but a lot of people are also coming, Beth Ann, to listen to the presidential candidates, because as we know, Colorado is going to be a pretty important state for anyone that wants to have the keys to the White House.
You know, one of the things that I do here every day, Nick, is I try to gather Americans together. I don't care what side they're on. We've got to find a common denominator, and that common denominator should be independence and liberty. And we may all differ on how to get there, but we're going to have to find a common denominator and stop chasing all our differences and come together. And then, of course, I say bring America home. And when I talk about bringing America home, I'm sure you have some roots in Australia as well, that, you know, family roots where you, when a family, back in the old days, that was before me, back in the old days, when a family had a problem, one person had a problem, whether it was a tragedy or something self-inflicted, you know, something that they're going through, the entire family would come together to solve that issue and to lift one another up and to support this person going through whatever the tragedy or circumstances were at that time. And I believe that's what America needs to do right now. We need to all come together, and we need to make a decision, and we need to prop everyone up, and not necessarily with handouts. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, we need to come together and agree on liberty, and we need to fight for that. Because one thing I really appreciate with the Centennial Institute and the Western Conservative Summit is their focus on our young people. Some people have lost faith in our young people. I have not. I believe in them. But I believe we have let them down. My generation has let them down. We have been apathetic, and we have trusted our liberties and our freedoms to an elected officials that are our career politicians. And, you know, I'm very disappointed in some of the decisions they've made and who they've been pleasing with their decisions instead of the American people and our own economy and our job situations and the morality of this. They just turn their heads away from the morality that, as you call it, the compass, the moral compass that we have here. And so I really appreciate greatly what the Centennial Institute and the Western Conservative Summit is doing when they reach out to these young people. I think that is so important.
Definitely. Look, the future belongs to the young people, Beth, and I think one of the major differences, I think, between the left and the right in America, and indeed right around the world, is that the left have always understood that if you want to control tomorrow, tomorrow's adults, you need to control today's children. And I think that that's something that conservatives have taken for granted. That's something that conservatives haven't really paid attention to. And as a result, the left have successfully infiltrated classrooms, in schools, lecture theatres and universities. And part of the reason that I think America is in the malaise that it currently finds itself in is that this is a self-perpetuating thing. Mm. Some of these stories, Beth Ann, that come out of university campuses, whether it is manufactured rape allegations, whether it is a group on a campus hosting an event and having a taco night, and all of a sudden that being seen as some kind of a racial slur, the level of political correctness in today's children and today's young men and women is just frightening. It really, really is. Common sense has gone out the door. It's just absolutely tragic to see what these young men and women, how they conduct themselves and what their worldview is. It's rather anathema to me, and I know it's anathema to the American way, which is the way that has inspired me and millions of others of people right around the world to come to America and to pursue the American dream. And I think that the political correctness that we're seeing in young people today is stealing that dream away from individual Americans. And I am with you. I want people to come together, and I believe that the best way to get people to come together is to have them understand that the current course that America is on is not conducive to people being able to achieve their dream. And if we can appeal to people's hopes and people's inspiration legitimately and genuinely, unlike the 2008 presidential campaign, where we were talking about a superficial kind of hope and change for campaign purposes, but a genuine belief in the American dream, if we can get people to understand that the American dream and political correctness are profoundly incompatible, then maybe we can get everyone together.
Well, we're going into another commercial break. The political correctness is an abomination to the First Amendment. And they want us to believe that's being polite, but it's not. It has nothing to do with being polite. And tolerance is just leading us to acceptance, an acceptance of an immorality, an acceptance of things that are they're not healthy. They're not healthy. Physically, they're not healthy for a nation. But we're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. If you can get yourself to Colorado, I will give you 2 free silver tickets. That's a $400 value. If you can get yourself to Colorado, 877-895-5410. And Nick and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. order Miracles in American History, send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are slash were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Returns. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Nick Adams, and he's going to be at the Western Conservative Summit. I'm going to be at the Western Conservative Summit, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the Western Conservative Summit. We have a caller from Texas. We have Davey. Davey, how are you today?
Good afternoon. well, I just heard you talking about that common denominator in you know, in the preamble of the Constitution, it says, in order to form a more perfect union, to establish justice. And it is impossible to achieve justice without truth.
That's right.
And, you know, I mean, I applaud your efforts to spread the word and everything, but we really need to be laser beam specific about who the anti-truth people are on this planet and why the money changers are the anti-truth people. You know that ad you have for the Islamic extremism? You know, the Islamic extremists don't print the currency in America, and they don't own the media, and they don't run the crack house called Congress. We have some real truth-hating terrorists here in America who print the currency.
And, well,
we need to
And you know, Davey, that I talk about that every day, and it's so important that we at home make the difference locally first. We can't build it from the top down. We've got to build it from the bottom up. Truth is what I promote every day, Davey, and I'm trying to do my very best at that.
Well, I applaud you for doing that. And, it, you know, really, Beth Ann, that is the dynamic of this country, is from the local level up. And
it's exactly
where people really have to be self-sufficient.
Yep. We've got it inside, outside, upside down in lots of corners of the issues. Thank you. I appreciate the call, Davey. You know, truth is will set you free, Nick, but it'll also make you very angry. The truth isn't always popular, is it?
No, that's right, Beth Ann. Look, Davey from Texas was right. You know, America is a light, but in order for the light to shine abroad, the light's got to be on at home first.
Mm, it does.
And in order for the light to be on, truth needs to be told. It's a very simple formula, but unfortunately, we have lost that simple arithmetic. And one of the reasons why I am so diametrically opposed to political correctness is because I believe that political correctness obscures, ignores, and denies the truth. And with political correctness around, we can never get to the truth. And if we can't get to the truth, we can't get to justice. And if we can't get to truth and justice, then we can't get to leadership. And I believe America's role in the world is to lead. And that's one of the reasons, I think, why America is struggling so badly right now, and it's one of the things that we need to rectify. We do need to boldly assert and proclaim the truth, and we've got to do so fearlessly, because if we don't, Beth Ann, if we do not rise to that challenge, if we are not fearless, then we are going to let the enemies of America, the enemies of freedom, the adversaries of liberty, we are going to let them win. And we can see that happening in real time.
We can see
that as America has receded in the last few years, China is advancing, Russia is advancing, radical Islam is advancing. Now, these are not coincidences. These are not just simple matters of chance. This is because America has been absent. And we urgently need to correct that.
You know, when we talk about political correctness, those that preach it have an agenda because they only want what they want. And when they say tolerance, they only want us to be tolerant of them. They don't have to be tolerant of us. When I take us, I'm talking about Christians. And, you know, it's almost comical, but it's not, because it's destroying this nation. Now, I'm very interested in your panel on Saturday morning. I hope that I can sit in on that and listen to the panel discussions. But the mainstream media, and it's kind of like Davey says, they're bought and paid for. You know, somebody like me that's out here trying to do the very best we can and speak the truth, it's not popular. And, you know, it's hard to get the sponsorship and support. And sometimes I have to make a plea out to my listeners, and they'll step up every once in a while and help out. But, you know, the mainstream media has an agenda, and that's what they're paid for. They're paid to push an agenda. So when we're talking about gun control, they show all the evil things that have happened with gun control. Those who have them that are criminals and illegal, they don't show the times when an armed citizen saved the day. They don't want you to see that, and so they won't ever show that, or when they save their own life, you know. And so they have an agenda, and that's what they promote. And I don't know when this tide turned, but I remember when I was a young girl, my parents talking about how fortunate it was to be here in the United States, because our news was open and you knew what was going on, and in other countries they don't. And I see that has completely turned, and the door has been slammed on America, and we're only told in the mainstream media what they want us to hear. And that is freedom gone.
Beth Ann, look, you're exactly right. Look, the mainstream media chose their sides a long time ago, and they only want to play unopposed. I mean, you know, I come to America 4 or 5 times a year, and I go on shows like yours, although not as good as yours, and host not as nice as you. And I can tell you that I often get tougher questions. Compared to this administration, I get tougher questions going through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, and they're not even open on a Sunday. The media are no longer a safeguard to liberty. They just sit there and applaud like the seals at the zoo. Mm. You never see the media attack liberal organizations or events, and that's probably because, let's face it, looters never raid their own home.
That's exactly right. Why would they do that? You know, I kind of had to chuckle at everyone, you know, when I call him Georgie Porgy, you know, when Stephanopoulos got exposed for what he was doing exactly what he wanted to do, and then he was accusing the author of not having any kind of proof whenever he in and of himself was guilty of donating to the foundation there for the Clintons. And, you know, I don't have a problem with him donating. I have a problem with his arrogance and how he attacked the author of that book when he himself had been the one that had actually been putting in money to that foundation and supporting the Clintons in that. You know, it's not unbiased at all. And it's not true.
Beth Ann, did you catch Donald Trump getting interviewed yesterday by George Stephanopoulos or Georgie Porgy, as you said?
I did not. I missed that because I was here at the office. And I missed that. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, Donald Trump really called him out. He George Stephanopoulos asked him something about Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump said, "Well, let me tell you about Hillary Clinton. And by the way, you shouldn't be asking me a question about any of the Clintons because you have a conflict of interest. But I'm happy to answer it anyway." And, I mean, it was such a subtle but effective slam down. It's about as subtle, I think, as Donald Trump can be. But it was wonderful. And it was great to see someone standing up to George Stephanopoulos and telling him how it was. So, and I think that that's kind of the stuff that we've got to do. We really have been cowed by the left and by the politically correct.
Absolutely.
Into not saying what we should be saying and not doing what we should be doing, and that's a big error on our part. We really need to get in the fight.
You know,
we don't win the fight by cancelling our cable subscription. We don't win the fight by ignoring the people that we don't want to hear from. We really need to engage.
We cannot put our heads in the sand and expect to protect liberty. We're going into another break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about the campaign, about all the Republican candidates that are coming on board, and what your opinion is of that. I'll tell you what. I'm pretty excited that we have some people running for president that are not politicians. I think that is the American dream. And I don't think Donald Trump needs to be president of the United States. Needs. He's got plenty of things to do. I think he's sincere in wanting to help this nation, be it as it may. We're going into the break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Remember Ronald Reagan and the pride Americans felt? Remember 9/11 and the patriotism that united us all? It's time to rise up and write another chapter in that freedom story. Join me, John Andrews, and thousands of friends at the Western Conservative Summit, June 26th to 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. It's a huge rally on the right with terrific entertainment and a boatload of star speakers. 2016 candidates like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Katie Pavlich debating the left on gun rights. Media voices like Hugh Hewitt, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks, David Horowitz. Grassroots training workshops. Acres of exhibits. Low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com. See you there.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been visiting today with Nick Adams, and we are on the final segment of today's show. This is the fastest hour of the day, Nick, and we've had a great conversation. This has been a fresh breath air for me, Nick. I really appreciate you coming on with me. You know, the media is a big part of the problem, but I believe we have politicians that are career politicians, and our founding fathers never intended that to be the way it is. And so they do pander to those who are going to give them perks or help them along with their careers, and that bothers me a great deal. Do you see the large multitude of Republicans that are coming out and running for president as a good thing or possibly something that's going to explode and be a bad thing?
Beth, you know, I spent a lot of time on this question. And trust you to ask it, since you've asked good questions for the whole hour. You know, it's hard to say. I think, though, if I had to give you a decision on that question, I think it's a good thing. I think it's going to generate a lot of interest in the presidential election. I think it provides a remarkable juxtaposition to the Democratic side of things going into the 2016 election, where they really only have one viable candidate, whereas the Republicans have got so many declared candidates, probably more coming. I think that's going to generate a whole lot of interest and scrutiny. Of course, that scrutiny can sometimes be a double-edged sword, and if the Republican candidates end up turning on each other and doing away with civility, that's not going to be a good thing. But as long as all of them can maintain a healthy dose of respect for each other, I think that the large number of candidates is a good thing. I think it's going to sharpen and hone the skills of the eventual nominee. I think it shows that there is a wealth of talent on the bench. for the Republican Party, whereas the Democrats only have one viable candidate that is really serving only as a symbol, not really much of anything else. And I think that that's going to be really important. But more so, Beth Ann, than any of that other stuff, I think what's really important, it's not who the candidates are, it's the message or the agenda that they choose to embrace. And in my book, The American Boomerang, How the World's Greatest Turnaround Nation Will Do It Again, I outline a very simple 10-point plan that I believe the Republican Party needs to embrace for the 2016 election. And these are my 10 things. Do you want to hear them?
I do.
End the waste. Pay back the debt. Limit the government. Axe political correctness. Protect the borders. Preserve Judeo-Christian traditions. Mm. End the culture of entitlement. Cut taxes. Exercise fidelity to the Constitution and keep the peace through unquestioned military advantage. That is my 10-point plan for an American comeback. That is my 10-point agenda for an American renaissance. And I believe, Beth Ann, that if any one of those candidates can get behind that 10-point plan, I believe they can sell it to the American people, and I believe that that will guarantee the American dream for another 200 years at least.
Well, I believe Americans on all sides of the spectrum here can see that things aren't going well. We can see the joblessness. We see the crumbling buildings across the way because they've been empty. And we see that things are just not going well. But Alexis de Tocqueville, he talks about America, or he talked about America a long time ago, and he said the greatness of America lies not in being more enlightened than any other nation, but rather in her ability to repair her faults. And that's what we're going to have to do right now. We need to repair our faults. We have to recognize them, though. And, you know, the left is trying to cover them up with this thing called political correctness, and they want to put Band-Aids on things, you know, whenever, well, it was Harry Reid, and this has been 2 years ago, I think, and he got out, they were talking about extending the unemployment time, you know, and he said, you don't understand how many people are out of work. And I'm thinking, well, why put a Band-Aid on it? Why don't we fix it so that people aren't out of work? You know, you put a Band-Aid on it, that's not fixing it. And, you know, we've got to recognize what our faults are to correct them. And I believe in our young people, and I believe in the American people, and I believe in truth. And I think if we continue to give them the truth, Nick, they will make better decisions and better choices. And I kind of like you. I've complained before that we haven't had enough people to choose from for president. Well, that's kind of in the finality when we've got one and the other, you know, and they seem to be picked and chosen for us. But I believe that it's a good thing that so many people recognize that there's a need and they're stepping up and say, I think I can fill this void. I think I can help. But I really believe the truth is to fix it at home first, from community, from county to county, from state to state, and then on up. I believe we've got to be sovereign locally and then bring it on home. And that's my belief. It's pretty simple, but it's very difficult to do.
Beth Ann, you are an eloquent voice for freedom in America.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate what you're doing. I'll tell you what, when somebody else steps in and they're seeing America and they're seeing what's going on, it breaks my heart that people have to say, you know, what's the matter with America? What has happened? We look to you. What are you doing? What are you thinking? You know, and we can't ignore that. We have to pay attention, and I appreciate what you're doing. And I really need to get a copy of your book. Can you probably send me one of those? I'd really like to have a copy of that.
Yeah, I'm sure we can work something out. I'll be having a book signing event, Beth Ann, at the Western Conservative Summit. So
absolutely,
you and your listeners can come by.
I will. I will be there. And I'm going to be on Radio Row. I hope you pop by my little booth every once in a while.
Beth Ann, there are two things you can count on in this world. One is for America to come back, and the second is for me to come by your booth at Radio Row.
Well, that's great. Well, I'll tell you what, we're just about out of time. I'm going to let you finish it up here. Let's invite everybody to the Western Conservative Summit. I'm going to let you give the details.
The Western Conservative Summit, June 26th to June 28th, Colorado Convention Center. Come by the great state of Colorado, The wonderful city of Denver, the fantastic array of speakers. It will be a rally for the right. and we look forward to seeing you there.
Absolutely. I appreciate all that you're doing, Nick. Thank you so much for spending the hour with me today and for promoting the Conservative Summit and for all that you do with the Centennial Institute and the young people. I'll tell you what, this generation here, my generation, has let the young people down, and I'm here sacrificing day in and day out for my children, my grandchildren, and those great-grandchildren to come because I have let them down, and it is time for us to come together and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today. Okay.